Among the Taliban prisoners captured in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif yesterday is a young man who claims to be a U.S. citizen. Newsweek magazine is reporting that the man is John Walker, a 20-year-old native of Washington, D.C., who volunteered to fight for the Taliban. U.S. officials say the man, who was injured, is now in the custody of U.S. military forces and could face criminal prosecution. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The prisoner speaks English, and a defense official says the U.S. forces now holding him have every reason to believe he is a U.S. citizen. The parents of John Walker, shown pictures of the prisoner, told Newsweek magazine it is indeed their son. If so, his is a remarkable story. A 16-year-old high school student in the San Francisco area converts to Islam and goes off to Yemen to study Arabic. In an interview broadcast last night on CNN, John Walker, now 20 years old, said he ended up in Afghanistan fighting on the front lines north of Kabul. When the war with U.S. military forces began in October, the man called Walker said, he was in the province of Takhar.
When we withdrew from Takhar, we walked by foot, maybe more than 100 miles. Afterwards, I was very sick for the whole period.
The man was reportedly captured with other Taliban fighters in the northern city of Kunduz and ended up in prison with them in Mazar-e-Sharif. He was one of about 80 Taliban fighters still alive after a prison uprising there was violently put down by U.S. and anti-Taliban forces. Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam, the Pentagon's deputy operations director, said a man watching Walker's description was in fact taken into custody yesterday by U.S. forces in Mazar-e-Sharif.
U.S. military forces have control. He has sustained some injuries, and he's receiving medical attention. And anything that happens beyond that is still to be determined.
A senior Pentagon official says U.S. agents are questioning the young man concerning al-Qaeda activities about which he may be familiar. But the official says Walker is not being asked about any possible criminal acts he may have carried out. As a U.S. citizen, he would not be tried by a military tribunal, as President Bush has proposed for other alleged terrorists. The Pentagon official says the man is likely to be turned over to the Justice Department for investigation. Conceivably, he could be tried for treason. The U.S. Constitution explicitly defines treason against the United States as, quote, levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No American has been tried for treason since the American propagandists Tokyo Rose and Axis Sally were found guilty of aiding the enemy cause in World War II. Eugene Fidel, a military justice expert, says in part that's because U.S. courts have found other ways of prosecuting people who might otherwise have faced treason charges.
I think that trend of moving towards different statutes for punishing conduct that one might otherwise have been tempted to view as treason probably as a reaction to the difficulty of obtaining a treason conviction, as witness the limits that the framers of the Constitution wrote right into the document, requiring testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or a confession in open court.
In the case of John Walker, much would depend on whether he knew he was opposing U.S. military forces when he fought with the Taliban. Eugene Fidel says it's too soon to speculate.
There's no evidence at the moment, beside the fact that this individual was, I gather, captured among other Taliban adherents or soldiers. And until there's really a lot more known, I think maybe we all ought to calm down and catch our breath.
Here at the Pentagon, officials say they can't even determine yet whether the young American now in their custody should be considered a prisoner of war. At this point, says one official, it's up to the lawyers to consider that. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.